Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 24, Matsya, the Lord's Fish Incarnation, Text Number 21. Jano Janasya Dishate Satim Gatim. Yaya Prapadyeta Duratyayam Tamaha. Tvam Tvavyayam Jnanam Amoga Anjasa. Prapadyate Yena Jano Nijam Padam. Jano Janasya Dishate Satim Gatim. Yaya Prapadyeta Duratyam Tamaha. Tvam Tvavyayam Jnanam Amoga Anjasa. Prapadyate Yena Jano Nijam Padam. Jano Janasya Dishate Satim Gatim. Ya Prapadyeta Duratyam Tamaha. Tvam Tvayayam Jnanam Amogandasa. Prapadyate Yena Jano Nidam Padam. Ladies. Jano Janasya Dishate Satim Gatim. Ya Prapadyeta Duratyayam Tamaha. Tvam Vyayayam Jnanam Amogandasa. Prapadyate Yena Jano Nidam Padam. No Janasya Gatim Gatim. Ya Prapadyeta Duratyam Tamaha. Tvamayam Jnanam Amogamam Jasa. Prapadyate Yena Jano Nijam Padam. Jana. Person who is not a bona fide guru. An ordinary person. Janasya. Of an ordinary person. Who does not know the goal of life. Adishate. Instructs. Asatim. Impermanent. Material. Gatim. The goal of life. Yaya. By such knowledge. Prapadyeta. He surrenders. Dharatyayam. Insurmountable. Tamaha. To ignorance. Tvam. Your lordship. To, but, avyayam, indestructible, jnanam, knowledge, amogam, without material contamination, anjasa, very soon, prapadyate, achieves, yena, by such knowledge, Janaha, a person, Nijam, his own, Padam, original position. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. A materialistic so-called guru instructs his materialistic disciples about economic development and sense gratification. And because of such instructions, the foolish disciples continue in the materialistic existence of ignorance. But your lordship gives knowledge that is eternal, and the intelligent person receiving such knowledge is quickly situated in his original constitutional position. Please repeat, a materialistic so-called guru instructs his materialistic disciples about economic development and sense gratification. And because of such instructions, the foolish disciples continue in the materialistic existence of ignorance. But your lordship gives knowledge that is eternal, and the intelligent person receiving such knowledge is quickly situated in his original constitutional position. Srila Prabhupada's purport. So-called gurus instruct their disciples for the sake of material profit. Some guru advises that one meditate in such a way that his intelligence will increase in regard to keeping his body fit for sense gratification. Another guru advises that sex is the ultimate goal of life, and that one should therefore engage in sex to the best of his ability. These are the instructions of foolish gurus. In other words, because of the instructions of a foolish guru, one remains perpetually in the material existence and suffers its tribulations. But if one is intelligent enough to take instructions from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as enunciated in Bhagavad Gita or the Sankhya philosophy of Kapila Dev, one can very soon attain liberation and be situated in his original position of spiritual life. The words Nija Padam are significant. The living entity, being part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has the birthright to a position in Vaikuntha Loka, or the spiritual world, where there is no anxiety. Therefore, one should follow the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Tyaktva Deham Panarjanma Naiti Mam Iti Sarjana. After giving up one's body, one will return home back to Godhead. The Lord lives in the spiritual world in his original personality. And a devotee who follows the instructions of the Lord approaches him, mam eti. As a spiritual person, such a devotee returns to the personality of Godhead and plays and dances with him. That is the ultimate goal of life. Jano janas yadi shite sitim gatim eya pravadyeta dharatiyam tamaha tvam tvayayam jnanam amoga anjasa pravadyate yena jano nijam padam. Materialistic so-called guru instructs his materialistic disciples about economic development and sense gratification. And because of such instructions, the foolish disciples continue in the materialistic existence of ignorance. But your Lordship gives knowledge that is eternal, and the intelligent person receiving such knowledge is quickly situated in his original constitutional position. Om Vishnu Vraya Krishna Pristaya Bhutta Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamitanamane Namaste Sarasvatundeve Gauravani Vracharane Nirvishesha Shinivadi Paskyadyade Siddharane. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam that the free will that we have is quite small. It consists of either we can orientate our desires towards the ignorant misconception of misidentifying ourselves with this gross and subtle material body, or we can orientate our desires towards the true conception, spiritual conception, of our eternal existence and our relation with Krishna. So that's our free will. Now, how we utilize that free will, Krishna says, Bhagavad Gita, Purusha Prakriti Sohi, Pungte prakriti jangunan karna guna sangosya sar asad yoni janmisu. The living entity says, follow their ways of life, enjoying the three modes of material nature. This is due to association with those three modes, and thus they meet with both good and both evil amongst the various species of life. In other words, we can manifest our free will in a variety of ways, either in the varieties of the three modes, or we can orientate it towards Krishna consciousness. Now, that will be due to our association. I may say that I am interested in spiritual life, but what my real interest will be shown is who I'm associating with. Therefore, and the Kapila Dev says, Sitam prasangamama virya samvido bhavanti rikarna rasayanam katha tajoshvat ashvavarga vartmani shararitir bhaktir anukramishiti. That if we associate with the devotees, then we expect that the devotees are going to be talking about Krishna. The heroic passions of Krishna, especially interesting for the conditioned soul, is how Krishna is working in this material world. Indeed, those pastimes are more important for the conditioned soul to hear than Krishna's pastimes in the internal energy. Namely, the most important thing we can learn is how to stop contemplating the objects of the senses, becoming under the control of the illusory energy, beginning with lust, then greed, then anger, then illusion, then forgetfulness, and loss of our spiritual intelligence, and acting on the material platform. So that's actually a pastime, to watch ourselves being an instrument for Krishna and not observing ourselves as some material personality engaged in trying to control and enjoy the material energy. One has to watch and remember oneself as simply Gopi Bharata Pada Kamalayor Dasa Dasa Anudasa, the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. If one is in that mentality, then the material, one's so-called material existence becomes a spiritual existence. Therefore, one has to hear especially how to develop that service attitude, and in our case, especially for the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to become Krishna conscious oneself, and then to give Krishna consciousness to others. So a guru is one who teaches that. Especially Ishvare ta adine shu valishe shu dvitsasu cha prema maitri kripo peka yet karoti samadhimaha. Especially how to love Krishna without any selfish motivation. If we love Krishna, obviously we're going to come to the temple and see Krishna. I can't claim I love Krishna, but I have no time to go to the temple to see Krishna. Nor do I have any time to love Krishna by chanting his names or doing anything else. I just love him. Or in the case of one lady I met one time at a Sunday feast, she was telling me how much she loves Krishna. And then when I finally asked her, she said, yes, I even have a deity of Krishna and I worship him because one day I'm going to become Krishna. No. So that kind of love is that I love you, and I love to devour you too. So that's not the love that we're talking about. Each for a prema, to actually serve Krishna and be interested in pleasing Krishna, fulfilling Krishna's mission. And the first part of that mission is to cooperate with the devotees. But why cooperate with the devotees? So we can have nicer prasadam and a nicer place to sleep. No, cooperate with the devotees, especially so that we can hear and chant about Krishna and learn how to relish the pastimes of Krishna, both in the internal energy when we hear a Krishna book or Chaitanya Charitamrita, or in fulfilling the mission of Krishna in distributing Krishna consciousness to others. So that's relishable when the devotees are cooperating. And then when the devotees are cooperating, they actually get some happiness in association with devotees. Then they'd like other people to become devotees too. If we're spending all our time fighting with each other, it's not very one will not become very enthusiastic to invite other people to come and fight with us too. Come to the temple and you can really learn how to fight in a devotional way. You're just all materialists, you're fighting in a materialistic way. You should come to the temple and learn how to fight in a spiritual way. Besides that, there's not enough people in the temple for me to blame everything on that's going wrong in my life. So why don't you come and I can give some of the blame to you too. Now, one should try to cooperate with the devotees, develop nice relations with the devotees, and then one will see if I help others become devotees, then my loving feelings towards others will expand too. So to help innocent people, and then try to defeat the atheistic propaganda that there is no God, or that the goal of life, as it explains here, is only economic development for sense gratification. This is generally what goes on in the name of so-called civilization. And the same exact thing, gather some nuts together, put them in the hole, and then during the winter eat them. Gather your money together, put it in the bank, and when the hard times come, then get the nuts and eat them. There's no understanding of that. The real goal of life is moksha, to get out of the material concept of life, to become absorbed in the spiritual conception of life, which is way beyond even moksha. First, we have to become liberated. And then the enthusiasm that's manifested in the service of the residents of Vrindavan will gradually be able to be experiencing that by their divine association. But right now we have to get liberated from our material concepts of life. Otherwise, there's no question of even remembering the residents of Vrindavan and their service to Krishna, what to speak of feeling their enthusiasm in that service. So, first there's dharma, there's religious principles, and in the religious principle in this age, of course, is the chanting of Hare Krishna. But we have to actually chant Hare Krishna. So that's a learning process. So we can actually ask Srimati Radharani and Krishna and their associates to engage us in their service, including the other associates, even the ones we see around us. Not that I'm praying to Krishna, please engage me in your service. Srimati Radharani, please engage me in my service and help me get rid of all these other people in this temple. They're impeding my service. No, engaging, if we're praying to engage in Krishna's loving service and to the devotees' loving service, we might gradually become aware that there's a few other devotees besides myself in the temple. And I should actually engage in their service also in an enthusiastic, loving way. But generally, the guru, so, dharma, what is the actual principles of loving exchanges, which is our principal dharma to Krishna and his devotees? And then, how to live one's life so that one's necessities of life are obtained, one is able to fulfill the necessities of the senses, but in such a way is that it actually one comes to the platform of liberation. One does not become entangled in economic development and sense gratification. For instance, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Yadricha lava shantu sto dvadvati to nimatsaraha samak siraval siral chakripapi nanabhadite. One who is satisfied with gain which comes from its own accord, who is free from duality and does not envy, who is satisfied both in success and failure, and is never entangled although performing so many different activities. So there's a certain consciousness that can be developed so that one can live peacefully and all the necessities, the real necessities of life will be fulfilled and one will be able to think about Krishna and the path of liberation. But as we explains here, that practically everyone in this material world is not interested in either liberation, what to speak of devotional service. And Prabhupada translates the word jhana as guru. Mahajano yena kata sabhanta. Everyone has to choose a guru. Well, consciously or unconsciously, we have so many leaders. And generally speaking, most of the leaders, Matirana Krishna, Parataksatova, Mito Bipadyeta Griha Vratana, everyone is trying to figure out how to solve their problems. It is not that only a few Hare Krishnas are trying to solve problems. Everyone in the material world is trying to solve a problem or problems. The only difference between a devotee or an aspiring devotee and a materialist is that a materialist actually has some faith that they're going to solve their problems, which is to get out of the miseries of material existence permanently through knowledge of how to work on solving materialistic problems. They don't believe that there is a God. Even the maze probably goes over in the verse, Ashadadana Purusha. Agyas chastradanas cha samshayatma vinashati nanyam lokasi na parona sukham na samshayatmanaha. That even someone may claim they're a devotee of God, but actually they have no faith in God. And even they don't follow any principles, and they have no faith, or they follow some principles, still they don't really know what the goal is. They don't believe that the goal is to become a devotee of Krishna. They think something else. My goal is to become Krishna. So they're also on the agyas chastradanascha, without any real substance of faith in their existence. So there are so many people and they have so many varieties of consciousness and they're trying to solve their problems in their own way. But they think their problem is their body. Their body's not strong enough. Their society's not powerful enough, etc., etc. So they're trying to simply strengthen their body, their family, their society, their community, their nation. They think that will solve their problems. But actually, their real aim is simply to gratify their senses. Vatirana Krishna Parataksato Va Mito Vipadyeta Griha Ratanam. They made a vow, I'm going to stay in the material world and solve all the material problems. Whether I become Brahma or I become the meanest insect, I'm going to work hard for economic development and sense gratification. And if religious principles help me achieve that, so much the better. I'll follow them. Even Ravana, I was reading. In Ravana's kingdom, there were so many Yatu Danyas. There were so many priests. They were all chanting the Vedic hymns. Ravana knew all the Vedic hymns. He was a greatly learned scholar. But what was his aim? His aim was sense gratification. Therefore, Itevidu Swarthikatim Hi Vishnu. They don't know that the actual aim of life is to obtain Krishna. Dharashaya Bahya Artamanina. So they've chosen something in this material world to aim for. And they've chosen the leader as a person who already has that achievement that they're looking for, to take instruction from them how to obtain that materialistic goal that they're looking for. So they've chosen someone as a leader, just like we're born, and as soon as we're born, then immediately everyone is telling us, you know, how wonderful we are, how wonderful our body is. The little child is born and everyone's going, goo goo, goo goo. Oh, you're so sweet. Oh. And we're going, yeah, yeah, good, more, more. Go for it. I am the object of the center of attention. So we've been trained up like that. And of course, then, you know, they always hold the carrot, you know, just follow me, follow this, follow that. And eventually you'll get the carrot you're looking for. So we're following so many people, following carrots, we're following, instead of Gopi Bharata Parakamalayor, it's, you know, everyone is a servant of the servant of the carrot. And we're following the servants of the servants of the carrot. Everyone's chasing after the carrot. And ultimately, as Prabhupada says here, it's some tuchavat, some insignificant thing, sex life. Not that sex life has its purpose, but it's been glorified so much as the only purpose of existence. If you can get that flickering happiness in your life, is so-called successful. And as a reward, you'll get another body where you can have sex life as a pigeon 20 times an hour. Or you can come back as a monkey and have 50 wives, and there won't be any legal problem. So it's simply been expanded, simply the economic development, with no thought of what the goal of life is. And therefore, andaya tandera pagiyamana ste pisha tantra urudami bada. The blind people, blinded by their materialistic consciousness, are following other blind people, and the result is simply they're creating problems. Etam drishtim avashtabhya nashtatmana na buddhaya. Pravan yugra karmana shaya jagatohita. Following such conclusions and loss of themselves, the demoniac, they create horrible, unbeneficial works meant to destroy the world. So we can see that in modern society. They're promising a better future, but unfortunately by their activities there won't be anyone around to enjoy that better future. Because they're blind, although they give each other degrees and so many honors, just like they gave one leader of a country the Nobel Prize for Peace before he started 3 or 4 wars. So if he gets the Nobel Prize for Peace, imagine if someone who gets the prize for being aggressive. Imagine what the other candidates were like. If he's the one who got the award for peace, imagine what the other candidates for the award were like. So because they're blind, therefore they're simply causing problems. But people don't know. They don't know what the goal of life is or how to achieve it. So they don't know who to follow. So our mission is to give people some vision who actually is guru. Who actually is the, who is, what is the goal of life is. That the goal of life is Krishna. and that one who's addicted to Krishna and Krishna's instructions, then he becomes guru as much as that addiction is manifested. Why do we say that Prabhupada was an Uttama Adhikari? Simply because he founded ISKCON. People have founded so many different organizations. It doesn't mean that they're Uttama Adhikaris. Because as Prabhupada said, he's the most addicted to Krishna. That's guru. Because he spent his whole time trying to spread Krishna's glories. He didn't try to spread anyone else's glories. He worked 24 hours a day to spread Krishna's glories. And if we follow any part of Prabhupada's example, then we'll also become absorbed in trying to become conscious of Krishna and help others become conscious of Krishna also. So that's actually guru. Everyone else is guru on the level of the cow or an ass because they're absorbed most likely in the Bali concept of life. If they're impersonalist without Krishna consciousness, they won't be able to help us very much in this age because there's not very much potency to the other processes. Only the chanting Hare Krishna has some potency in this age. So therefore, anyone who, as much as we become devoted to becoming conscious of Krishna ourselves, to that, and to become enthusiastic to give Krishna to others, then we naturally become guru to that extent. And we may have other different arrangements so that the different gurus in our society, they're properly respected. But ultimately, everyone is supposed to become guru and become Krishna conscious oneself and then give that to others because there's a lacking of gurus in this society, of real gurus. Everyone else practicing in the society, somehow or another, is advertising either for the mode of ignorance, which is becoming more prominent, or the mode of passion, or even so-called the mode of goodness. There are so many Mahatmas, as Prabhupada writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that for the demons, Ravana and Haranyakashipu, they're Mahatmas, for those in the mode of ignorance. And maybe someone like Bill Gates or whoever else, for those in the mode of passion, they're also Mahatmas. And maybe someone into ecology, or some person heading a peace movement, say the whale, they become a Mahatma for someone in the mode of goodness. But the real Mahatma is one who can actually bring one to Krishna consciousness. He's the actual Mahatsevam Dwaram Ahura Vimuktas Tes Tamo Dwaram Yoshita Sangi Sangha. Either we follow the Mahajan which will lead us to Krishna, or ultimately we'll follow another Mahajan. And if we follow another Mahajan, ultimately they'll lead us to the same thing. Punak punas charvata charvanana. Simply chewing the same thing over and over again. As Prabhupada said, just like during the peace movement, everyone was new world, everything's going to be great, we're love and peace. But they couldn't give up, Prabhupada said. They gave up everything else. They gave up their money, their family. They couldn't give up illicit sex. So ultimately it comes down to the same thing over and over again because they didn't get the higher taste of Krishna consciousness. So that's real guru, one who actually has a taste for Krishna. Shushusha Sharadanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi, who likes to talk about Krishna, who works for Krishna's interests, who follows Krishna's instructions. So they actually have a taste for Krishna, and if we follow them, then we'll get a taste also. Otherwise, we all know what happens. Okay, so I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Comments? So it was nice being here. Nice to be with all the nice devotees, enthusiastic devotees, because of the nice leaders here, like, who are sitting back there, everyone knows here. There were this, and so many other steady devotees here who were preaching and practicing Krishna consciousness. So the Los Angeles temple is certainly an exemplary temple. It's like a beacon in the midst of the smog of LA. To direct people to actually an auspicious life rather than simply anyhow, becoming a victim to the age of Kali Yuga. So it was very nice being here. I look forward to coming again. Thank you for your association. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.